From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Aleppo in northern Syria is said to be one of the world's oldest continuously inhabited cities. At different times, it's been ruled by the Assyrians, the Persians, and the Ottomans. Over the centuries, it's developed a rich musical heritage, influenced heavily by its Sufi traditions. Today, a Frenchman who makes his home in Aleppo is helping to promote classical Aleppo music internationally. From Aleppo, Kate Seeley has a report.
Seated on a divan inside the atrium of a 14th century Mamluk palace, three musicians play a muwasha, an ancient Andalusian love poem. Their music floats upwards into the cupola two stories above. A rapt audience murmurs in appreciation, some giving thanks to God. The music shifts and an audience member, a local butcher, joins the trio and begins a vocal improvisation of another ancient Arabic love poem. This is one of the many musical salons hosted in the Aleppo home of Julien Jalal al-Din Weiss. Weiss is a master of the kanun, the Arabic zither. He moved to Aleppo in 1995 and has continued the tradition of musical salons, once common in this ancient trading city situated along the Silk Route. Weiss says he chose to live in Aleppo precisely because of the city's rich musical heritage.
The level of the musical traditional culture is very high in Aleppo, and more than in Egypt, more than in Damascus.
Why was the level so
because
high?
The Silk Road developed a certain level of education and power of money, you know, and the art development during many centuries.
And Aleppo developed its own unique musical tradition, says Weiss, the art of improvisation. Singers approach the same poem with different tonalities, according to Aleppan singer Omar Sarmini. The singers in Aleppo are considered to be the boldest improvisers in the Arab world, says Sarmini. You can never repeat a line with the same pitch. That's the creative challenge. Given its ancient history, Aleppo's citizens have had thousands of years to perfect their musical ear, and they're considered to be the music critics of the Middle East, says Yahya Zain Abedin, whose family hosted weekly musical salons for 70 years. Abedin says famous singers like Egyptian star Umm Kulthum would sometimes try out new songs in front of finicky Aleppan audiences before releasing them to the general public. They used to say in Egypt that the song is composed in Egypt, but perfected in Aleppo, he says. Aleppo has also produced many fine musicians. Weiss came here to work with them and immerse himself in the study of Arabic music. He spends up to 6 hours a day in his domed palace practicing the kanun, which looks something like a horizontal harp with 76 strings, only Weiss's has 100.
It's something like a Rolls Royce of Arabic kanun. It's not easy to play the Arabic kanun, you know, in France, in a flat. This house is really my dream, Oriental dream. To practice my music.
The 47-year-old Weiss relaxes in his palace, dressed in a Moroccan tunic and leather slippers. He says he played other instruments and styles while living in Morocco and Europe in the 70s, but he became a convert to Arabic music after hearing the great Iraqi lute player Munir Bashir. He says he was astounded by the richness and variety of early Arabic music, particularly of the 9th, 10th, and 11th centuries, when Europe was still in the Dark Ages and Arab civilization was among the world's richest.
Then I start to falling in love with Arabic classical music, because I was listening for the first time a very sophisticated, maybe aristocratic way of playing. My way was to study this spirit and this civilization and this art and this music, because it was so far from my culture.
In 1986, Weiss converted to Islam and adopted the name Jalal al-Din in honor of the founder of the Sufi order of whirling dervishes, Jalal al-Din Rumi. A Sufi himself, Weiss says part of Aleppo's allure is the fact that many people here belong to this mystical Muslim sect whose rituals revolve around chanting and whirling.
They have a lot of brotherhood who the people still practice religious song. Lot. They go to the trance. They start usually by this music, and they sing a lot of songs about the Prophet.
Weiss has introduced these little-known musical traditions in the West to large audiences in Europe and the United States. Working with musicians from Aleppo and elsewhere in the Arab world, he's organized, among others, concerts of Syrian music from the time of the Crusades, an early Sufi liturgy accompanied by whirling dervishes.
I love this art and this civilization, and maybe I am like a bridge between Occident and the Orient to develop and show how is beautiful this music, you know.
His music is found on some 14 CDs whose historical importance exceeds their publicity value, says singer Omar Sarmini. It is possible to lose such music, says Sarmini, who has performed with Weiss all over the world. Sarmini says fewer and fewer Arabs listen to classical music, hence fewer musicians know how to play its complex compositions. The recordings, he says, are invaluable documents. But, he adds, in case one wants to hear classical Arabic music live, it can still be found in Aleppo. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Aleppo.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Paris Morgan.
The production staff includes Jeff Rogers, Lisa Harmon, and Matt Martinez.
At the cultural desk, Sharon Ball, Tom Cole, Aileen Ellis, and Loretta Williams.
At the national desk, David Sweeney, Barbara Campbell, Steve Drummond, Ken Rudin, Andre DeLeon, and Marisa Penulos.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.